Solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. French President Emmanuel Macron denounced what he called an Islamist terrorist attack against a history teacher decapitated in a Paris suburb Friday.
Shortly after 5 o'clock this afternoon, outside a school in the suburb of Conflans-Sainte-Honorine, a history teacher was attacked by a man wielding a long knife. The attacker used the knife to cut off the teacher's head, then ran off. French media are all reporting that the teacher had recently shown his class one or some of the controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. This was in the context of a discussion about the trial currently underway in Paris of alleged associates in the murders in 2015 at the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, which had previously published the cartoons. Earlier this month, some Muslim parents complained to the school about the teacher's decision to use the cartoons in class.
BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield reporting. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan vows to back Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy as leader, even if the House loses more GOP seats.
Jordan's support comes amid a growing concern among House Republicans that Democrats could increase their numbers on Election Day, with Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report estimating that the House GOP could lose anywhere from 5 to 15 seats. The GOP lost 40 seats in the 2018 midterms. They would need a net gain of roughly 17 seats to take back the majority. Jordan's support for McCarthy comes just 2 years after he challenged a minority leader for the top GOP post, Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Michigan Appeals Court has blocked a 14-day extension to accept and count absentee ballots. The court says any changes must rest with the legislature, not the judiciary. Michigan law says absentee ballots must be turned in by election night to be valid, but a court of claims judge had ordered that any ballots postmarked by November 2nd could be counted if they arrived within 2 weeks after the November 3rd election. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns.
We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with an average settlement of 3 cents on the dollar.
Call us today
at 1-800-TAX-1176.
And we will explain all the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start. Again, that number is
1-800-TAX-1176.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. After being closed for months, more than 100 Las Vegas City playgrounds are reopening. City officials say all people going to the playground must follow mask requirements, with everyone older than 10 required to wear a mask. The city says it's still working through the directives, which would allow adult and youth sports to resume. Early voting has not even begun here in Nevada, but mail-in ballots have already exceeded the number from the entire 2018 election cycle. As of yesterday, the Nevada Secretary of State's office reports more than 90,000 mail ballots have been returned, surpassing the 2018 general election mail-in absentee voting. Some 87,000 is the number. Here in Clark County, registered Democrats have tripled the number of ballots returned by Republicans, 27,000 to 9,000. Early voting in Nevada begins tomorrow. It runs through October 30th, with Election Day on November 3rd. Hundreds of thousands of applicants who filed for unemployment claims through the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program are about to receive bad news: ineligibility letters. State Unemployment Office said more than 217,000 POA ineligibility letters have been sent out.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now look out for a disabled vehicle on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. The left lane is blocked in that incident. Also, a crash on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Green Valley. That's on the right shoulder. And some moderate flows there, 215 westbound at Gillespie.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. We are so honored to have one of the leaders in our community, Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman, Las Vegas City Council, Ward 2. And she joins us. Victoria, how you been?
Good. How are you, Kevin?
I'm absolutely great. I'm all geeked about an election 18 days away. Early voting begins tomorrow. Are you working on any campaigns?
You know, I am helping a few folks, a few judges, a few people that I think would be great with policy in our state legislature. So I'm helping out a few folks.
You want to give them any free pub?
Yes. Andy Matthews, Ward.
I love him. I love him.
And we have some judges. Jacob Reynolds, good conservative judge. I always look at judges who are going to follow the rule of the law. We've got Michael Villani. There's just so many that people call me and they say, I don't know how to vote for judges because I don't know anything about them. And this is really hard for folks. They've really got to do their research, but I suggest that reaching out to people that are like-minded and find out what they know. So that will help.
Now, one of the things that obviously we've got a presidential election. I say that this election is going to be about choices. What are the choices facing folks in your ward, in Ward 2, and what's going to be at stake on November 3rd?
Well, there's a lot at stake, especially since we are moving into trying to recover from coronavirus. I think the presidential is far one of the most important elections this year, because there's a big difference between voting for Joe Biden or voting for President Trump. Joe Biden has been in office some way or another for 47 years, and I know people have heard this, but you really have to think about this. And what has he accomplished? And where were we before coronavirus? A man who actually really knows how to, you know, bring things back to America, manufacturing, jobs. He has had so many accomplishments, and like his daughter Ivanka said when she was here, he kept promises he didn't even make. I mean, he did so much for this country, and now is the time that we need someone who really is going to bring us out of this somewhat recession that we're still in. We're feeling it the most in Nevada because our gaming industry, we're not as diversified as we thought we were. And so we really need someone who has signed the front of a paycheck, who really understands how to create jobs. And so I think this is going to be the most, okay, and let's look at one more thing, public safety. The most important thing in my job as city councilwoman is public safety. I don't know if you saw the article, Kevin, that just came out in the Review Journal that said two-thirds of Nevada do not want to defund the police, and yet they're doing it all across the country. We have a president right now who really supports law enforcement, and, you know, we have a vice president running that supports Antifa. So people really need to vote for the future of this country.
I know one of the issues that resonates with people that I talk to, and I know you talk with a lot of people. You're always out there in Ward 2 and elsewhere. One of the things that I think people are really concerned about is education. And we're still trying to figure out when we can have our kids go back to brick-and-mortar schools. What is going on in the city of Las Vegas relative to that?
Well, we are actually the ones that are educating the children as much as we can right now. We have opened all of our community centers, our senior centers, into these Vegas Academy, Vegas Strong Academy schools. We're educating students right now, and we really don't have the manpower for it, but I got to say, I just toured Veterans Memorial, where we have a Vegas Strong Academy in my ward, in Ward 2, and I just want to say kudos to our people in the city for the fabulous job that they're trying to do, but they're trying to juggle what the CCSD should be doing. And so you have to ask yourself, we have classrooms running all day long over at Vegas Strong Academy in our little senior centers, our Veterans Memorial. Why can't the CCSD open their schools? If we can keep kids safe, and we've had no issues. We went down, we talked to the folks there. They have a great program of keeping the classrooms clean. We've had no issues. So you tell me why CCSD can't do the same.
Who is stopping the kids from getting back into brick-and-mortar schools? Is it the governor? Is it the Board of Trustees? Where is this coming from? Or is it the teachers' union?
I believe the governor has the authority and the power to have kids go back to school immediately. And he has not chosen to do that. Yet I would invite Governor Sisolak to come to my Veterans Memorial Center to see our Vegas Strong Academy, which is far smaller than any school. And you have to also look at the teachers' union. The teachers' union is part of the problem and why they're not allowing their teachers to go back and teach. But yet we have city employees that are teaching children. So teachers' union, Governor Sisolak, and I invite them to come down to Vegas Strong Academy over at Veterans Memorial and see the job that our staff is doing, our city employees are doing.
And by the way, where are these kids coming from, and what happens on count day when they weren't accounted for because they were at Vegas Strong Academy. Are they counted for you know, Title I funds and all you know, all the stuff that goes along with funding education in our state? What happens when these kids are at Vegas Strong Academy?
Well, and here's the issue. This is what we're doing. We are teaching the children now, and thank God for the federal grant that we have in order to do this. You know, the parents pay a little money to bring their kids there. But you have to look at the other situation right now. They don't want to open these schools. We're trying to have the parents have somewhere to have their kids educated. And you know, we don't have all the school kids there. We have a good number of them. And they're logged into the portal, so they are keeping track of that. And they are counted. But we are picking up, we're doing their job, and we're doing the best that we can. But these kids need to get back into classrooms, and they need to get back to a regular curriculum. I mean, you've got these city employees juggling, I don't know, if they have 20 students at one time in one classroom, they're juggling 20 different schedules. Because these kids are from different schools. And so, like I said, thank God for the federal grant. Thank God the city stepped up to help so parents can go back to work. The parents that still have jobs would not be able to go to work if we weren't there to help and take care of the kids and you know, help them with the portals and logging in.
That is amazing. It's called Vegas Strong Academy, and there are places available now. Am I right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All they have to do is go to the City of Las Vegas website and find out in which ward they're in and where there's a Vegas Strong Academy and where they live. But again, in Ward 2, it's at Veterans Memorial.
Excellent. 90,000 Nevadans have already voted via mail. How worried are you about the integrity of the vote in Nevada come November 3rd and beyond?
I am worried. That's probably the only thing that I'm worried about with this election, because, you know, there's a clear contrast between, again, like I said, Vice President Biden and President Donald Trump. There's a big contrast of who is going to bring us into the future with jobs and getting over this recession that we've been through. However, I am very worried about the ballot. I've had people call us up, you know, they call my office all the time and say, I'm getting ballots for people. I've lived in my house for 7 years. I'm getting for ballots for people who don't live here. It's very dangerous to just, you know, send ballots out without people requesting an absentee ballot. I'm a big believer in absentee voting when you do it properly. But this mail-in ballot and the Democrats pushing it makes me extremely suspicious.
We don't know who these 90,000 people are. Is that information that will be coming out anytime soon?
Well, we'll be able to find out who voted at the, you know, when this is all over. But I'm worried that, you know, are people sending in more than what, you know, there's just so much open for fraud, and it does concern me, Kevin.
Wow. It is always fun visiting with you. I know that you are working your buns off to take care of the people of Ward 2. If folks want to reach out to you, if they live in Ward 2, if they have a concern, where do they go? How do they reach out to you?
Ward2@LasVegasNevada.gov, or they can call my office. All they have to do is call the Ward 2 office. I don't have the number right in front of me, but it's on the website. And again, it's Ward2@LasVegasNevada.gov. Thank you so much for having me. And again, you're right. If anybody needs to contact, actually, I do have the number, 702-229-2420.
Give that one again.
Yes, please contact my office if you have any concerns. 702-229-2420. And we always look forward to hearing from folks.
Victoria, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. Stick around. By the way, the president is still on the stage. This is I was joking when I thought he'd still be speaking around 5:30. But he is still going, and it's almost 5:20. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Is it okay for pastors to discuss politics from behind the pulpit, and don't they have a responsibility to do so? A theologian and professor of biblical studies joins me.
Monday morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is an icon in the civil rights movement. When he led a protest march, his followers marched singing hymns, not screaming profanities. They marched peacefully in the daylight, not like a mob in the dark of night. Their faces were not hidden behind masks or other disguises. If there was any violence, it was inflicted upon them, not initiated by them. There was absolutely no destruction of property, looting, or setting of fires. I believe if Martin Luther King Jr. saw the things being done today in the name of the cause for which he lived and died, that he would weep. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I find it hard to believe, but the president is still talking in Macon, Georgia. We'll go there live now.
13 people showed up, and they don't talk about it. They say, Biden is here. The one guy actually made a mistake. He called him Sleepy Joe. He's an announcer. That guy's job is done. But Vice President Biden is here today. He's making a speech on the environment. He has no idea what he's talking about. They don't say that there's nobody there. You know, he's got the circles, right? The circles. Do you ever see? He's got like five circles. And he goes there, and people are standing. And the reason that, and the circles, not only are they big, although I love the artistry because the guy really does a nice job. You know, I'm into that stuff. It's very neat, very round, beautiful, solid. I mean, it would be impossible to catch anything if you're in one of those circles because you're so far away. It's like... But I never joke about it. I mean, I don't think it's necessary for Sleepy Joe to constantly, you know, he walks onto a stage, the people are, number one, there's no people there. And the few people that are there are like, what, 50 yards away? And the mask is always so large, you know, it's like covers the whole thing. I shouldn't joke, because you know what? Running against the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics puts pressure on me. Could you imagine if I lose my whole life? What am I going to do? I'm going to say, I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know. Biden will deliver pessimism, poverty, and decline. Our nation will decline very seriously. And again, he's been doing this for 47 years. He said, why didn't Trump move faster? Well, when I put in the ban on China, because they were heavily infected, and then Europe shortly thereafter, Biden called me xenophobic. I said, tell me what it means, Joe. Please tell me. I want you to know. He was unable to define it. They wrote it down. Xenophobic. But, and he called me a racist, I think, because it was so early. Now time goes by, and he said, he should have done it earlier. He should have done it earlier, but he was months behind me. Remember, he thought it was terrible that we closed down to China. And Fauci said, and he said very nicely, he said, Trump saved thousands of lives by making that decision. And to be honest, I was like just about the only one that wanted to do it. Joe Biden would terminate our recovery, delay the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, and annihilate Georgia's economy, and you're doing a great job, and you have a governor that's working hard, and he's doing a great job. I don't even know if he's here, but he's working hard, and he's doing a great job. We're going to find out. And you've got a great first lady, and we're working to safely reopen their schools. Reopen the schools! Get those schools open all over our country. It's so bad. You know, Barron, right? Barron tested positive, my son. I said, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Like about 2 seconds later, how's he doing? Oh, he's okay now, sir. Because they have a great immune system, I guess. Who the hell knows? I mean, they have an immune system. 99.9-something%, right? They're young and they're strong. I mean, for this particular disease, the flu, they have problems with young children. Real problems. Real, real death problems. But for this, it's 99.99 something. I mean, it's like incredible. But no, Barron tested positive. The first lady's doing great. She's doing great. Doing a great job. And she didn't do the Regeneron thing. You know, she did it the old-fashioned way. She got better. But Barron, you know, Barron, young kid, healthy kid, but he tested positive. And by the time I got to speak to the doctor the next time, I was like, how's he doing, Doc? He's okay now, sir. He's gone. I said, it's gone that quick? But this is what happens. And then you're immune. It could be a long time. Yeah, Barron's, everyone loves Barron. Do you think he's tall enough? He's a tall, young guy. But he's doing good. But, you know, it's an amazing thing, the children. That's why they have to get back to school. We have to protect our seniors very much. We have to protect our seniors, and that's what we're doing. But we have to protect our seniors. We have to protect certain groups, especially our seniors where they have a heart problem or they have a diabetes problem. But we got to get our businesses open. Now, in your case, your governor was very early. He did a great job. But you look at what's happened. You look at what's happened in New York. You look at what's happening in Michigan. We won the case. You know, the court ruled it was unconstitutional. She was keeping everybody like in prison.